This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.
You're on auto still. You're still in voice track mode.
Okay. This is Tate Servance coming to you live from our Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And we are back, and I am just here to remind everyone we are under a hazardous weather outlook for the counties of Midland Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Lenawee, and Monroe counties. It is for bitter cold temperatures tonight into Sunday morning, when wind chill readings are forecast to drop to 10 to 15 degrees below zero. Actual low temperatures Sunday morning in the 0 to 5 degree range for most locations. There will be light snow along the southern Michigan border this afternoon, producing a dusting to 1 inch of accumulation. Localized lake effect snow showers across eastern Thumb shoreline on Sunday will produce a dusting to 2 inches of accumulation. We will be right back with your news.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler from Kohler Oil and Propane of Bad Axe in Brown City. We want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please take time to share the real meaning behind this Christmas season. We thank you for the opportunity to allow us to serve all your propane needs.
This is Julie from Kohler Propane, wishing the joys of this season last the whole year through.
This is Mike Williams. Merry Christmas. May all your days be merry and bright and filled with holiday cheer.
This is Colton Deere. Merry Christmas.
This is Julie Asantoski, wishing you a Happy New Year.
This is Greg Friedland. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Jeremy Ross. Have a safe holiday season.
All of us at Kohler's Propane look forward to serving your propane needs in the new year ahead.
And we are back. Michigan State Police detectives are investigating after a fatal trooper-involved shooting occurred in the village of Kingston. According to police, the shooting happened on Tuesday around 8:30 p.m. in the area of Denhoff Road. Officers from the MSP Kiro Post responded to a residence in Coyleton Township to pick up a 54-year-old man on a mental order that was signed by a judge. Investigations indicate that troopers and a sergeant arrived on scene and encountered the man in a vehicle. During the encounter, the man allegedly produced a weapon and shots were fired. A sergeant was shot in the hand, treated at the hospital, and then released. The 54-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene, and the investigation remains ongoing. Agra Valley Communications Incorporated has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activity year-round. Huron County Association President John Vader praised Agra Valley's donation, calling it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through the HCHA Facebook page. A fire at the Auto City Speedway in Clio has caused significant damage to a key facility within the racetrack. Owner Joe DeWitt said the fire, which broke out early Thursday morning, impacted the heart of the speedway. I was awakened at 1:30 a.m. by the neighbors across the street, and they said the racetrack is on fire, DeWitt said. DeWitt also said the fire is believed to have been electrical, related to the age of the 70-year-old building. It is a 70-year-old building that has been renovated 3 to 4 times in the past 7 decades, DeWitt said. The materials in there are some old, some new, and it looks to be some kind of an electrical fire. Despite the damage, DeWitt is determined to rebuild and aims to have the track operational by early May for the new season. Public health officials in South Carolina report a rapidly growing measles outbreak. urging vaccinations and heightened surveillance as they track chains of transmission, and warned that low immunization pockets could fuel further spread, adding strain to local health systems already managing routine seasonal respiratory illnesses. In the United Kingdom, the Ministry of Defense has announced plans to unify all intelligence units under a single command. A structural overhaul, officials say, is designed to streamline coordination and improve readiness at a time when senior ministers warn that the shadow of war is drawing closer to Europe's borders. And I have got our weather for the hour. With a 14 degree Fahrenheit temperature, winds coming from the west at 9 miles per hour, and a chilly wind chill of 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Next up, we have Steve Adamson with our extended forecast.